I ask you a question? Who said no? When was the last time you had not been accepted? When was the last time you were not accepted? Take a moment and let that question settle. When was the last time you felt overlooked, excluded, or judged before anyone really knew?
Amen. Yeah.
I ask these questions because Luke wrote some powerful words in the book of Acts. Acts the 10th chapter, verses 34 through 43. Hear these words. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every people, anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism throughout Judea. Beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. With our witness to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness for sins through his name. So again, I ask you, when was the last time that you were not accepted? When was the last time you felt overlooked, excluded, or judged before anyone really knew you? Let us pray. Father, again, now is the time again for you to show up and show out. So I again ask that you would fill this picture as I stand before you in. Again, I ask that you would touch these lips and use this voice, son, that only you are heard and not me. Again, I ask that this body you would hide behind this sacred desk so that only you are seen. Father, help us this morning. Move in us in a powerful way as we meditate on the theme and understand that we are accepted. So allow this message to find its way out to those you've given the ear to hear you. This message, allow it to find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive. Allow this message to find its way out to those you've given a desire to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As I look further and further at what's going on in the world today, even in our own backyard, seems like very few are being accepted. We're finding ways of excluding people instead of including people. We're finding ways of turning folks away or turning them down instead of embracing. We're finding ways of dividing instead of bringing together. This is not what our Father wanted. It's not what Jesus came to the world to do. He didn't come to cause division. bring folks together. So I ask, when was the last time that you were not accepted? Maybe, my brothers and sisters, it was when you weren't accepted because of where you were from. Maybe you weren't accepted because of how much money you made or you didn't make. It could have been because of your past mistakes, your education, your family name, your race, your politics, your doubts, your questions. You may not have been accepted even because of your faith. Can I ask you another question? How did it make you feel? How does any of this make you feel when we see it played out daily on the TV, through social media? How do you feel when you see others not being accepted? Does it make you feel small? Invisible, ashamed, angry, unworthy. How about disconnected? Or does it make you feel like you don't belong? Most of us don't have to think very hard to remember that feeling, right? Because a rejection leaves a mark. In the world that we live in today, many marks are being left. But I want you to understand, God doesn't show partiality. It was played out, you know, again, Peter stood in front of the Gentiles in a Gentile household and said something that would shake the religious and social norms of his day. He simply says, I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right and acceptable is acceptable to him. It's not just a polite theological statement. It's revolutionary, my brothers and sisters. Peter is announcing that the walls humanity loves to build, ethnic walls, cultural walls, religious walls, do not exist in the kingdom of God. God doesn't accept people based on their pedigree, their background, or reputation. God accepts people because of grace. Y'all want to know something? Acceptance is not earned. Acceptance is given. Jim read to us from Matthew 3, 13 and 17. It says, Jesus comes to the Jordan River to be baptized by John, but you realize John resisted, right? He resists because Jesus didn't need baptism. Because he has no sins to confess. But yet, Jesus stepped into the water anyway. Why? Because Jesus chose solidarity over separation. He chose humility over hierarchy. He chose to stand with us, not above us. And as Jesus came up from the water, the heavens opened, the Spirit descends, and a voice of God declares, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Before Jesus preached a sermon, before he performed a miracle, before he goes to the cross,
Jesus is affirmed, loved, and accepted. Y'all realize this is the grace that meets us. God doesn't say, fix yourself, then come. God didn't even say, get it together, then you belong. God didn't say, clean up your life, then I'll love you. God simply says, you're accepted. There's an old hymn that captures this perfectly. Anybody know it? It says, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Not just as it should be, not just as I will be someday, but just as I am. That hymn isn't only a confession. This hymn is a calling. If Christ receives us just as we are, then the church must reflect that same welcome. Jesus lived in a deeply divided society. Sound like any place you know? It was divided religiously, socially, politically. Sound familiar? There were insiders and outsiders. There were the clean and the unclean. There were the haves, the have-nots, the accepted, and the rejected. Again, I ask, does this sound familiar? Today in church, we are still sorting people into categories, still deciding who belongs and who doesn't, still drawing lines that Jesus has already erased when he went to the cross. But the life of Christ challenges the climate of our culture, doesn't it? Jesus eats with sinners, touches the untouchable, listens to the ignored, and yes, calls the rejected beloved. So then how should we live? There's always something that we got to do. We got to take away from it, right? How should we live then? And if God shows no partiality, if Christ accepts us just as we are, then how are we called to live? Anybody know? We're called to be a church where doors open wider than judgment. A church where grace speaks louder than labels. See, as I have gone through this, I'm recalling conversations that I've had with friends, with strangers, with why people feel they're afraid to come through the doors. We're called to be a church where people don't have to pretend before they're accepted. Accepting doesn't mean ignoring truth, but it does mean leading with love. It means meeting people where they are and trusting God to do what only God can do. Because the gospel is not change and then come. The gospel is come and be changed. My beloved, hear this clearly today. You are accepted. but because of who God is. And as people who have been accepted by grace, may we become a living testimony of that grace, welcoming all who come seeking forgiveness, healing, and hope. Just as we are, just as they are.